Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We wanted to tell you a story today that occurred in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. It's about a man who didn't place first in the marathon race. He actually placed dead last. But major sports magazines still named him as one of two top international Olympians that year. Here's why. When track and field athletes arrived in Mexico City, they all faced a common challenge. Mexico's 7,350-foot altitude was the highest elevation at which any Summer Olympics had been held. John Stephen Akwari was a marathon runner from Tanzania, where the altitude is negative 3.85 feet. So John suffered leg cramps early in the race, but he continued to run. Then he collided with another runner and fell, dislocating and badly cutting a knee and injuring a shoulder. But he got up and continued to run. By sunset, most of his 56 fellow competitors had finished the race. Wounded and in pain, he continued to run. Most spectators had left the arena where the marathon's finish line was located. Those who remained noticed lights flashing on a vehicle escorting a lone runner and cheered as the Tanzanian hobbled along the track in his own victory lap to cross the finish line more than an hour after the winner. Can you imagine this man? He's in pain, he's hurt, but yet he still continues to run. This guy is not giving up. Filmmaker Bud Greenspan, who was an eight-time Emmy Award winner, was there shooting the marathon, and he asked John why he continued to the end. John was incredulous at such a question. He said, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. My country sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." This story was taken from an article in the LDS Church News entitled Finishing the Race, November 24th, 2013, and it also references an article in the NewYorkTimes.com from December 26th, 2010. There are races that we run every day, and sometimes we need a little help from others. There's another story we'd like to tell you today. It's not about a race, but it's more about how we pick each other up when we fall. Because we're all in this together, right? We don't have to do it by ourselves. We don't have to do it alone. We can seek and be grateful for help that other people give to us. This story was told in General Conference October 2013 by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and it's from a talk he gave entitled, "You Can Do It Now." This is what he said.
When I was young, falling and getting up seemed to be one and the same motion. Over the years, however, I have come to the unsettling conclusion that the laws of physics have changed, and not to my advantage. Not long ago, I was skiing with my 12-year-old grandson. We were enjoying our time together when I hit an icy spot and ended up making a glorious crash, landing on a steep slope. I tried every trick to stand up, but I couldn't. I had fallen, and I couldn't get up. I felt fine physically, but my ego was a bit bruised. So I made sure that my helmet and goggles were in place, since I much preferred that other skiers didn't recognize me. I could imagine myself sitting there helplessly as they skied by elegantly, scouting a sheer, "Hello, Brother Uchtdorf." I began to wonder what it would take to rescue me. That was when my grandson came to my side. I told him what had happened, but he didn't seem very interested in my explanations of why I couldn't get up. He looked me in the eyes, reached out, took my hand, and in a firm tone said, "Opa, you can do it now." Instantly, I stood. I'm still shaking my head over this. What had seemed impossible only a moment before immediately became a reality because a 12-year-old boy reached out to me and said, "You can do it now." To me, it was an infusion of confidence, enthusiasm, and strength. Brethren, there may be times in our lives when rising up and continuing on our way may seem beyond our own ability. That day, on a snow-covered slope, I learned something. Even when we think we cannot rise up, there's still hope. And sometimes we just need someone to look us in the eyes, take our hand, and say, "You can do it now."
Isn't that a great story about President Uchtdorf and his grandson? And the lovely thing that it illustrates is that we all need help at one time or another. We don't have to be Superman or Superwoman. We can ask for help, and we sometimes really need help that others can give to us. And we can also be the ones who seek out others who may need our help. It works both ways, depending on the day, depending on the situation. So that's our thought for this New Year's Eve, is that maybe there's something that you're wanting to do or you've been waiting to do. Take the leap. Don't look back. Go for it. This is the start of a new year, and everything can be new. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, thank you for joining us today. We hope you have a happy and safe New Year's Eve. And if you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with us, don't hesitate to send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can send us a message on Facebook as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Firm in the Faith," and it's featuring Scott Kirpain. Thanks again for being with us. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve.
This world is changing faster than we know. A battle's raging everywhere you go, but we're committed to the fight. We have the courage, it's burning in our heart. We're not afraid, 'cause we know who we are, sons and daughters of a King, who has promised us everything. We'll follow his call, wherever he's leading. We'll stand strong together for what we believe in. Hold tight to the truth in the choices we make. Forever we'll stay firm in the solid foundation to weather any storm. Our feet are steady and our eyes are on the Lord. He's our strength along this road. Our Redeemer and our leading. We'll stand strong together for what we've been. faith.